Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad to be with you today. This is Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and our surrounding areas. Yes, I'm happy to be with you. Yes, you. I'm so happy that you're on the other end. Yes, we're going to have a great time today. Oh, yes, in the Lord. And I love you. Did I tell you that yet? No? Okay. I love you. I really, really do. Yes, I love you. And trust you love me too. Don't you want to tell me how much you love me? Well, call me, 347-857-3925. Just call me and tell me that you love me. Isn't that wonderful? You know, that makes you feel so good when people really tell you that they really love you now. We ain't talking about that fake stuff now. We talking about really the person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Really?
It ain't fake.
I'll check you out then.
Okay, go ahead.
Praise go ahead. The Lord. God is just good. When you got some people that show that they love you and you can hear the love in their voice, you know, you know the fake when you hear them, don't
yes,
you?
You do.
Yes, you know the fake.
Yes,
but I
do.
Thank God for all my friends out there. Yes, I do. Those that I know, I don't know, and those of you just listening to find something to criticize about, I love you too. Yes, I do. I really, really love you. I just wanted to tell you this morning how much I love you. I wish there was an amount that I could use to show you just how much I love you, but there is nothing I could count up, and you know I can't count that far, praise God, of how much I love you. I just have to keep telling you that one of these days you will be convinced that I love you, yes, and call 347-857-3925, and I'll be waiting to hear from you. Tell me how much you love me. Okay, now if you don't like me, okay, that's okay too. You know, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is Sister Dane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. You are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you and those that we are praying for. In thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, and Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand on this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every name on this prayer list, Lord Father. Father, that is added constantly, daily. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch each and every person and let your will be done, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for those that are giving their life back to you, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for transformation of mindsets, Lord, Father, of speech right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you for hearing our prayers. answering our prayers, Lord Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you. So, Father, as our listeners and all those that will be listening at a later date, is to touch and agree with us as we pray and intercede, Lord Father, for not only, Lord Father, those on our prayer list, but all those, Lord Father, that are praying to you right now, Lord Father, as we touch and agree with them right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Chicago, the state of Chicago, Lord. Father, and those that lost their lives, Lord Father. Father, those that are injured right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you for mercy, Lord, and we ask that your people rise up today, Lord Father. Let them rise, stand together in unity, praying, Lord Father. Father, not just for themselves, Father, but for others, for their state, for their neighborhood, for their cities right now, Lord Father, for this nation right now, Lord Father. Father, give your people compassion, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord Father, knowing that it's not just Chicago alone, Lord Father, but it's throughout this United States, throughout the nation, Lord Father. Father, as we've been praying, Lord Father, for special areas, Lord, special states, Father, we hold before you Chicago, Ohio, St. Thomas, Orlando in the Pine Hills area, Tallahassee in the French Quarters area. Father, the entire East Coast, West Coast, the entire United States, oh Lord, have mercy upon it right now, Lord. Father, the Selwood community, Father, we're praying for all churches right now, Lord Father. Father, I'm not just praying for my church, Lord Father, but Father, all churches that are standing right now, Lord Father, on your word, Lord Father. Father, not watering down the word, not compromising. Father, we are praying for them right now, Lord, covering them under the blood right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we hold your leaders before you, Lord, encouraging them right now, those that are ready to give up, Father. Father, we speak strength to them right now, Lord, praying, Lord Father, that their members in the church rise up and pray, Lord, for the leaders, pray for their path, the surrounding areas, Lord Father, taking back their kingdom, your kingdom, Lord Father. Taking back your kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. Father, standing on the wall right now, Lord, tearing the devil kingdom down, Father. Father, we say thank you for giving them that strength, Lord, Father, that Father, that they stand together right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as we raise our hand, open our mouth, Lord, Father, stamp our feet, Lord, Father. Father, raging war right now on the devil kingdom right now, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, continue to strengthen your leader, the fivefold ministry, Lord. Give them the strength that they need, Lord. Father, cover each and every one of them under the blood right now, Lord. Father, those are your people, Lord, Father. Father, those the one that are drawing, Lord, Father, those out of the world and into your kingdom, continue to strengthen them. Build that hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, for the entire Bahamas, Lord. We continue to pray for Abaco Island. Father, all those, Lord, Father, that are still missing, Lord, Father, the bodies that they're still finding, Lord, Father. Father, including Puerto Rico, Texas, New York, Mexico, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over these states right now, Lord, Father. Father, as they call in, Lord, Father, and ask for these states, call for their states, Lord, Father, to be prayed for, Lord, Father. Let us not be the only one that is praying for the state, Lord, Father. But, Father, let they also join together and stand in unity, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, for all those that was in the path of Tropical Storm Karen, Lord, Father. Father, we praying, Lord, Father, and trusting that they was praying, Lord, against the elements right now, Lord, Father, knowing that destruction would come, Lord, Father, but that doesn't mean, Lord, Father, that it would destroy them, Lord, Father, where they are at, Lord, Father. Father, have mercy, Lord, Father, upon your people, Lord. Father, give your people, Lord, Father God, that wisdom, Lord, Father, that they will hear your voice, Lord, Father, and a stranger voice that they will not follow. Father, touch them right now, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Father, as we speak to that tropical depression, Karen, right now, we say go out into sea and dissipate right now in the name of Jesus, that you will become null and void. You will not wreak havoc in no more islands right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing our prayer. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for answering, Lord, Father. Father, there is so much, Lord, Father, so much that we can pray for, Lord, Father, other than ourselves, Lord, Father. Give your people, Lord, Father God. Give your people that unction, Lord, Father God, to cry out for others other than ourself right now, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you, Lord Father, Evangelist Sharisha, Lord Father. I ask you, Lord Father, to touch her eyes right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing right now, Lord. We thanking you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold before you Pastor George, Lord. Touch his finger right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you, Lord, Father, where it could have been worse, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for touching each and every person, Lord, Father, as we call their name, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you, Father, for just supplying all their needs right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for bringing Denise out of the hospital, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Ruth. And we ask, Lord, Father, to continue to heal her. Continue to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Teresa right now, Lord, Father, as she continue to go through rehab, Lord. Strengthen her mind, Lord, Father. Change her speech right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you have done for Lily and Rutherford, Lord, Father. Continue to touch her, Lord. Father God, touch Michael Jr. right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. Father, let his warrior and minister angels stand guard round about him right now. In the name of Jesus, cover him under your blood, Lord, Father. Father, I hold before you my apostle, Lord, Father. Touch her right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Father. I ask you to continue to use her right now, Lord, Father, in a mighty and a special way. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the word, the teaching, Lord, Father, that has been coming forth, Lord, Father. Father God, give your people the ears to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive the word, Lord, Father, as it come forth. Father, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. We thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord, Father, that we can stay right here, Lord, Father, and touch other states, other countries, Lord, Father. Father, let them hear your word right now, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. Father, canceling every assignment, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone, Lord Father God, speaking, Lord Father God, on this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for showing up and showing out right now as we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them as the word come forth, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if your name wasn't called, or your state or city or whatever area that you may have concern over, then you haven't called us and told us that you want to be one in the number. You want to pray for that particular area. We want to target those troubled areas that you are concerned about, because when he say if two of us agree touching anything about it's being done, listen, that's what we want to do. We'll agree with you about whatever it is that's going on in your area, your home, or wherever is happening. All right, now call 347-857-3925. You call. We're waiting for you, just to hear from you. That's what we are waiting for. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember now, there's some trouble spots in America too, you know. Don't forget Washington, D.C. also. Don't forget Washington, D.C. There's lots of trouble there. All right. We need your help in the impending things that are supposed to occur. We want you to just keep your eyes on that and pray, 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 all right? Nothing beats prayer like prayer. All right? Amen, amen. All right, let me give you this word here today. Okay, most successful men are inspired by the achievement of the past, exhilarated by the opportunities of the present, and challenged by the possibilities of the future. Most successful men are inspired by the achievement of the past, exhilarated by the opportunities of the present, and challenged by the possibilities of the future. That is your word for today. Are you one of those successful people? Yes, we thank God for his healing hand. We thank God for healing so many people. Do you know that as soon as you make up your mind to do more for God, the devil do more to you? He start working on you, don't he? Lord, have mercy. Every time you know, that's why you just at the first sign of pains and stuff like and happening and everything, you know you're on the right road. But why you jump off? 'Cause you hurt. You in pain. You got a headache. You got a backache. You got a knee ache. You got a toe ache. You got a foot ache. Just go ahead on and watch the pain leave. Because it's just, what you say, the majority of the stuff that happens is a what? Just something to stop you from doing what you're doing for the Lord. Did you know that? That's all it is. Just got to do something. And he know when you start the pain and everything, get the, oh, my God, oh, Lord, you stop. Why do, think about it. You know, when you want to answer a question, why do we stop? And why do you stop? See? We don't think about that, do we? No, we don't think about you. So I bring what you don't think about, don't you? Amen, amen. But today, we got something for you today. Mm-hmm. We have something for you today. You don't believe it, do you? Mm-hmm, yes, we do. And what is it you're going to talk about today, you say, right? You want to know. I know you want to know. Or do you? Don't laugh, y'all. Or do you? Hmm? Oh, God is good. Oh, yeah, let me tell you this, though. I have to give you this little bit of tidbit. Nah, don't worry. I am not dying. Doctor gave me a good report. Okay? Gave me a good report. All right? Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I didn't want you to think I'm finna die. I know you heard it through the grapevine. And the grapevine always giving bad news.
Shame on
them. Huh? Every time you look, it's giving bad news. It sounds like a bunch of mulberries, don't it? You know what a mulberry is? I bet some of you don't even know what a mulberry is. It's a grape. It's a type of fruit. Grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Clusters of mulberries to grow on the vine, too. Yes, they do, but they, messy. They're very messy. Okay? Nah, praise God. But you know what today? We're going to squash them grapes, aren't we? We're going to squash them. You know how you seen pictures of the people stomping on them? And get on there to get the juice out of them, they stomp on them. Well, we finna stomp on the devil. Crush his little head. We're going to crush his head and his imp's head today, right? That's what we're going to do. Are you with me? Are you
Amen.
With me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to do it. Pop, let's, what do we want you to do? Now, when you squash on them grapes and the juice come out, it goes, you make a sound. Squish, squish, squish. Right? Come on now, think about it. So today we're going to talk about that sound. We are going to talk about that sound. And what sound are we going to talk about, huh? Your sound. Your sound. See, you're going to have to make a sound. See what I'm saying? You gonna have to make a sound. Because unless you make a sound, there's nothing that's going to happen. Huh? But you've got to make the sound. Y'all ain't got it. Huh? Y'all ain't got it. You gotta make a sound. Okay? And when you make that sound, something happens. Okay, we're going to start with the scripture today. 1 Kings 18. Where are we going to start with that scripture today? Everybody heard it before. Now you'll hear it again. And we're going to read it for a while. We're going to just go right ahead on and read it, okay? And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Now, we could stop there, right there if we want to. I'll tell you the rest of the story. We could stop right there. Hmm? Now, let me get up. Hmm? Get up. We want you to get up right now. See what I'm saying? Cause something is about to happen. Something is happening right now for you. Everyone that's listening on this broadcast today, get up. Hmm? and prepare yourself. He told them to eat and drink. But there is a sound of abundance of rain. Do you want to catch it? Let me ask you a question. Do your umbrella have a hole in it? Then you can't catch none of the rain, can you? Hallelujah, huh? And God is just about to do something just for you. Now, if you don't prepare yourself, you ain't going to get the blessing. The abundance is not coming to you. He has promised you. He said that he came that you may have life and that more abundantly. Abundant life, a full life, overflowing life. I know you may not think you got the overflow, but if you look around, it is an overflow. You got overflow. See? Now, if you don't have an overflow, that means you weren't listening for the sound. You were not listening for the sound. Now, listen how Elijah began to talk here. So Ahab went up. He did listen. He went up to eat and drink. That's what he did. And when he went up to eat and drink, Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Now, remember now, he done said there's a sound of abundance of rain. Now, he didn't actually see the rain, people. The rain is not coming down now. There's no rain now. But he, let's talk about faith, by faith, by faith. Call those things that be not as though they already were. It's what the words say. So, therefore, we're relating it to you today. But he went up to Carmel. He cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, it's a lot of going up, ain't it? He said, go up now. Everybody got to go up. You got to get out the low place you in. Come on now. Look toward the sea. He listened and he went up. And looked and said, there is nothing. I don't see nothing. Say, are you all right? He probably asked Elijah, sir, are you all right? Because I don't see nothing. And he said, go again. 7 times. Do you believe, let me stop you for a second. I believe that Elijah was getting messages from the Lord. Okay? Now, when he bowed his head between his knees because he had to say, Lord, I just told everybody, I told Ahab that it's going to rain. Abundance of rain at that. But I don't see any cloud in the sky. Nothing going on up there. So now I done said that, Lord. Where we go from here? Have you ever been in that condition? I know most everybody's been in that condition one time or another in their life. But he said, go again 7 times. See, the number of perfection, 7 times. Now, somebody tell you to do something 7 times and you're going to get a miracle, do you think you'll believe them? Or you ask them, are they, you know, is all the dipstick working? Would you ask them that? Because 7 times, man, that's a long time. What you expecting in 7 times? You know, you got to start questioning the people and everything. And the prophet be telling you all the time, like, you want them to say, yea, the Lord say unto you, my child, 7 times. That's that's the way people want you to be going through all of that. Still ain't gonna believe you, but they want, that's what they want you to go through. But he just tell them what? What did he say? Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that God is working now, that he said, behold, they'll rise. Look at here. Look. I see something. You hear him now? Excited now, right? They'll rise a little cloud out of the sea, a little cloud. Ain't no big cloud. God ain't moved big, no big way right now. But remember now, the prophet spoke and said, the sound, I hear the sound. There is a sound of abundance of rain. Prepare yourself here for it now. It's going to come. But here the servant said, a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. Like God had a handful of rain finna dump on him. Can you use your imagination right now? Can you see that hand, the hand of the cloud? You know, clouds do form different things in people and shapes and stuff. You know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. So can you see that hand coming up in that cloud? A little hand, he said. A little hand. It's just a little cloud. It's just like a man's hand. Can you imagine God holding a hand of your tears? Can you see him holding you a hand of your blessing? Look, can you see it? See? Do you see it right about now? Right there for you. I told you, this your time. This your time. We're going to release it to you today. It's yours. But listen for the sound. You need to hear the sound. Oh, the rumbling sound. See? Like something was going on in the heavens. I'm just imagining things now. He said, go up, say unto Ahab. He's telling him again, go on up and tell Ahab again. Leave this place and go up and tell him again. Tell him now. See, I already done told him one time. Say unto him, prepare the chariot. Get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. It's been to rain so hard till it, hey, like a hurricane come through. He say, he told him that the rain don't stop you. When he say abundance, it's going to be so much rain. You've never seen this amount of rain. And what God is telling you to do, it's going to rain down your harvest. Do you get the picture? He's raining your harvest down, but you're going to have to be prepared for it. See, this is what he told. Get your strength. Eat and drink and get your strength. Now it's time to get in your chariot. It's time to move out from where you are because the abundance is about to show up. Listen, maybe your house ain't big enough for all your blessing that God is about to give you. Maybe your car is too small right now. We don't know. Your cabinet, your refrigerator too small for all the food that he's giving you. You don't know which one it is right now. Your clothes closet need to be enlarged because God is about to give you abundance of it. You've got to have a big jewelry case you need right now because your jewelry is about to overflow. God is about to overflow. I know you don't want him to overflow them children, do you? My God. Those who want children and a mortal child, God is about to overflow right now. You could get 5 at one time. He can overflow so much. I know you could ask for that, but he can do it anyhow, glory to God, because your sound of abundance is here right now. It's right now for you, and you. What you need, God got it right now for you. Listen to it right now. Listen to your harvest being prepared to drop into your hand from his hand. Can you feel that? Can you feel it now? You feel that sound? The sound is, is doing what? Pushing forth a lot for you, a heap of whatever you need. He's getting ready to give you the quality of it too. You know, he don't give you no raggedy stuff or no irregulars. You know, he's giving you the real stuff. You see what I'm saying? Because he's releasing to you today an abundance of harvest. The harvest is overflowing right now. Can you see it? Your corn stalks got about 25 corn stalks or heads on there. You see what I'm saying? You got more than what's usually be on one stalk. Ain't that right? Yeah. Corn cobs. Yeah, you got more on there now than you ever thought would be on there. You see, your tomatoes are overflowing right now. You have lush, sweet, beautiful, red, ripe tomatoes that's sweet as sugar and all just that. Your harvest is plenty. Its harvesters are plenty. It's overflowing right now. Can you see it? Huh? He told him to get in your chariot because, you know, for the rain come, and it'll stop you from going because it's so much. Huh? But listen, the Bible's saying it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. He got in that chariot. Well, he did what the prophet told him, didn't he? He didn't do like some hard-headed people of today that don't believe what the prophet's saying. The prophet be telling them, you know, all of this and that, what's going to happen and everything, and you don't believe it. Huh? You don't believe it. Where's your faith? But you say you believe God. You have faith in God. But why can't you believe the prophet? What do? You don't believe that there are prophets of today? Is that where you are? Then let's get some faith today. Let your faith arise, huh? Remember now, you got to remember something. The Bible also say whatever a man sow, that's what he going to reap. Now, if you're not reaping no good, you're not getting good. Your harvest going to be plenty, plenty, plenty bad. See? Just like you reaped, sowed it, I mean. You see? See what we do? We get backwards sometimes. And today's people, the millennium crew and whatever name you want to stick on them, you know, praise God, we always sticking some kind of name on folks. And the people, what are they doing? They're backward today. They do things backward. They think backward. They do not think in the eyes of faith. They don't use faith today. They use what they feel, their emotions. See, this is what they use today. So how can they reap plentiful harvest? See, and if it's your harvest time, remember now, he says your harvest time, he says which harvest you reaping. You the one make that choice. Which one am I reaping, good or bad? See, think about if you've been sowing bad, you're going to reap bad. You've been sowing good, you're going to reap good. This is the way it goes, huh? And the Lord was with us. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah. We know that, right? Amen. It was on him. Elijah, he did not have to get up and tell them the Lord said. As a prophet of God, faith person, he spoke the word to him, his servant. He prayed when he bowed his head between his knees. He was praying to his God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was praying to his God. He knew how his God was going to work. work it out because of his word that he had, because his words was God's words. You see what I'm saying about speaking God's word? You don't look at the situation. You look at there's no cloud in the sky. There's not even a little quiver look like going to be rain. The frogs ain't quicking. You know how the frogs squeak for rain? Quick, quack, quack, quack for the rain. And we say croak. Okay, thank you, Michael. He said croak. Michael said croak. See how the frogs croak? Huh? And what do we say? Uh-oh, it's going to rain. They calling for the rain. You see? We have all kind of little things, don't we, when it's going to rain. But the frogs wasn't croaking. See? The bones probably wasn't even aching. You know why the bones wasn't aching? Because this rain was called by the prophet of God. This harvest of rain was called by the prophet of God. It's not bringing pain, it's bringing gain. Do you get the picture? It's bringing gain. Your harvest now is not going to bring you pain, it's going to bring you gain if you have prepared for it. You ain't gonna you go out in the rain and you got a umbrella with a whole lot of holes in it. What good is that umbrella to you? You weren't prepared for the rain, was you? You might as well don't even have an umbrella because it's not doing you any good. So you prepared because of the sound you heard, the word you heard. Huh? Not the feeling, because you feel like ain't nothing happening. You feel like God just done forgot about me. You know, people say that. Well, I guess God, we start to guess it. I guess God forgot about me. No, don't look at whether God forgot about you. Look at the fact is, have I done anything to, cause it not to come? Am I prepared for it? Can I handle it? See, some people can't handle abundance. Have you ever thought about that? Look at these great football players and out there. They good at their game, but they can't handle the abundance. You see, they can't handle it. Come too quick and too fast. They didn't work hard enough for it. They didn't wait hard long enough for it, maybe. You know, you don't know how, but they just cannot handle it. They never imagined they could get that much abundance of money, fame, and fortune, and everything, women and wine and roses and everything that they get so plentiful. You see, they can't imagine that. People can't imagine. And when people get win the lottery, they don't keep it. Very few people keep that money. That money blows away fast. Within a year, they say most of them people are poor. Right before they started from. Now, why is that? Was it ill-gotten money? Of what? They weren't prepared for that kind of money. Hundreds of millions of dollars, they weren't prepared for it. Are you prepared for something like that? Abundance of money like you want? Silver, gold? Are you prepared for it? Well, I don't know how you prepare for silver and gold now. How do you prepare for that? You know. I know you're putting money in the bank. What you do with the gold?
Put that in the bank too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They won't steal that too? It make me think they get in the safe deposit box, you know. What make it safe? You know, you're trying to find out a way you do this thing.
Enjoy
but, cause, see, we're not used to it. We just poor little people that are praying to God that we gonna overcome. That's what we do. And you know what? We keep that little beggarly mind. We never think that we could go any higher because we like stuck in the mud. You see, the mud of like not having anything. I just make it from paycheck to paycheck or check to check, Social Security, welfare, whatever check you get. You see, we only live through them. Let's come out of it today. Let's be released from that today. Let's hear a new sound. Tell the devil I got a new sound. And that's where I'm going toward, that new sound right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm walking through that to that new sound. Because something good is about to happen. Something good. Because what is sound? Okay. Now, according to the dictionary, sound means a sensation produced by stimulation of the organs. I've been stimulated, my ears, the eardrum. Everything has been stimulated now. To do what? Notice the word say produce. You are about to produce something you never had because you're going to do something you never done. Did you hear me? Now you finna see the quality that God wants you to enjoy. This is going to be transmitted to you. Did you see that? You know, the word keeps going around that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I know you hear that every time you hear a preacher. Some preacher's telling you that, right? And you say, how is that so? Them people ain't giving up their wealth. Well, they not may not give up all their wealth, but they're going to give you up something out of their wealth that you may have wealth too. You didn't believe that, did you? Listen now. Abundance of rain brings wealth because it is who that give you power to get wealth. God is the one to give you the power to get wealth. And if he said that, if that's his word is true. And you can bank on that sound. I didn't hear no lie. Tell the devil I didn't hear no lie because don't nobody lie but you. Tell the devil, don't nobody lie but him. I'm just doing what? Waiting for the appearance. Because when I hear the sound, that means the appearance is just about to manifest itself. Do you get the picture? Did y'all get that? The appearance of it is about to manifest itself. I hear it audibly. I hear it. It's here. It's just got to be manifest, huh? Come on, man. It's got to manifest, man. Come on. Then it manifests on you. Now, when it manifests on you, what you going to do? Are you going to give God his part? See, the thing is, we be so poor so long, talking about, well, I can't afford to give. You can't afford not to give. How you expect to get a harvest if you don't plant a seed? See? We so busy talking about somebody else. Well, they just trying to fleece the people. They trying to fleece God's people. They trying to do this and do that. You think like that because you ain't never had nothing. But you can't get nothing. You'll continually not have anything because you don't know how to plant seed. You will say, I'm going to plant seed and never plant seed and seed dry up in the package. Come on now, think about it. You got abundance, see? Listen, can you hear it? It's rambling. See, the clouds up there starting to roll back. The hand, that's full of what you need. See, that cloud that Elijah's servant saw was the hand of God getting ready to pour out the abundance upon you. See, get in your chariot. What's your chariot? You got a Rolls Royce, is that it? If you get a Rolls Royce today, the people going to talk about you. Of course they're going to talk about you. Let them talk, huh? Let them continually talk. But you know what you heard. You have what? An abundance. And abundance only mean what, huh? An extremely plentiful or oversufficient quantity of supply. I love that, don't you? Huh? A plentiful, over sufficient quantity of supply. I like it. Overflowing fullness. Can you see it now? You're so full, you're just overflowing. Ain't that right? You see? See, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, isn't it? Now you ain't can't go take the people's stuff, you know, but they're going to give it to you freely as God will to them, as God tell you. God tell you to be nice to somebody, be nice and stop trying to be mean, nasty, and cantankerous. You be nice to people. You don't know what the people they leave you in your will. You know, they may leave your house, a mansion. They may leave you one of their fancy cars or two of them or whatever the case may be, their holy state. You don't know what somebody's going to do. But what you should be found doing is being nice to people, because you never know when your abundance is coming from them same people. And they could be some of the nastiest people in the world. And you know what? You be nice to them and regardless of how nasty, mean they are. And when they leave here, go wherever they go, they leave you in their will, and in their will is God's will for you. Can you see? Ain't God good? Can you see your abundance of rain coming? You don't know where it's coming from. Be nice to people. Ain't nothing wrong with a smile. Just give them a little smile, keep walking. I grant you there are a few loose screws running through the land. But listen, this don't count everybody crazy. See? But still, don't allow that devil, those few devils, to cause you to lose your joy, your smile, or your expectation of your abundance of good, what God is giving you. Because it's, you got over sufficient. You got more than enough. I like that. More than enough. You have more than enough. You have enough to give. Do you see what I'm saying? Enough to give. And you don't believe that, do you? God is always giving more than enough. Let's just go down a little bit to Acts 2, over to Acts 2 about the Holy Ghost. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. He always do things in a mighty way, don't he? And it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's abundance, wasn't it? Abundance of the anointing came through a sound. They can't see it, a sound, but they heard it. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with the tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They all began to speak. Look at the abundance that God had promised, huh? Abundance of rain. Abundance of anointing, abundance came down in a house, touched everybody, gave everybody some. They had a giant overflow service. Now, that's what you call it, overkill. Hmm? They had more than enough. They had enough for everybody. And that enough for everybody that they had was enough to take out of the house and do what? Give it to other people. Hmm? They had so much that they had some for other people. You got so much to you could give to other people. Because when he gave you abundance of his spirit, abundance of his spirit you got, but you got that anointing. That means that it's overflowing and it's supposed to do what? Come through your mouth and you're supposed to speak a word over somebody else that they may feel and get, excuse me with the word feel, we'll take that out, but they will get abundance to pass it on. It's like a chain reaction. One link, link to something else, link to something else. Somebody, somebody, somebody. On and on and on. Huh? Take it to another house. You see? God always have a way with the abundance. When he say that he came that you may have life and that more abundantly. Huh? You see the abundant life happen in Acts 2. See? It happened. Abundant life happened. When you hear of the abundance and the sound of the wind that came through, the wind did what? It blew right on through the house with blessings upon blessing. He blowing upon you right now. Blessing upon blessing right now. It's coming on you right now. You can feel it flowing right now upon you. See it just, you feel that cool breeze just went through you. He blowing on you right now. Amen. Hear it. Hear the sound of the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can hear the sound of it. Huh? And it's doing what? Blowing abundant blessing upon you right now. From when Elijah spoke about that wind coming and how he came through there, you know, with that sound, you know, the sound is switched on through. You know, you hear of the sonic sounds, right? Of the jet, not the jet. The jet, I was talking about the other thing, the rocket. This rocket, I was thinking about it. They go, shoo. You hear a sound, don't you? And it's so fast go through, you don't even know what it was. You don't know where it stopped. Oh, if it stopped anywhere, it just switched right on through. But you know it went through, didn't you? Huh? Because it was a sound. So when God makes that sound in your life to make changes in your life, change out of darkness into the marvelous light whereby you can be filled with abundance of Christ, his abundance, everything that he came to give you. He came to give you his promise. He came to give you his love. And when you get love, you're supposed to pass it on, not pass on no hatred. You're supposed to give them love, people love. Don't matter if they don't love you. You love them anyhow because of Christ, because he gave you abundance of it. You don't have no little bit of love. You got a lot of love. Hmm? You got a whole lot of love, and you ought to just give God, share it. See, our world today forgot to share anymore. They used to share love all over the world, that people wanted to come to America. I guess they just thought we were just lovey-dovey-dovey folks, and a lot of people was. Huh? Yeah, that's the land we're supposed to be, the milk and honey. This is where you get it at. And it was so for a while, for the devil came in and turned the milk sour. You know? That's what he did. And what happened? We don't have any subtleties anymore. We don't have the miracles. Remember the angels used to walk down the highways and people, you'd pick them up and the angel would leave a message with whoever they had picked them up and then disappeared. We had all these phenomenal things going on. What happened? They muffled the sound. They muffle the sound of abundance, abundance of love. The sound was muffled. The abundance of caring for one another, it was muffled. You can't hear nothing now. You can't see nothing now. You ain't going to see no hand up in the sky, the little hand in the cloud no more. Cause, and can't nobody tell you go up there and look up in the cloud and see if there sees you see a hand? Huh? You can't see it because what? Sin has covered it. Muffle the sound. Muffle the abundance. It has muffled everything. This is what it has done. But how long are you going to sit still and allow it to be so? The devil is a lie. Today we take it out. Oh, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We taking it back today. We taking it back, the great sound from heaven, the Acts 2 sound, we taking it back. That it begin to fill your house, whoever listening, fill your house. Not only that one made by brick and mortar, but the one that made by God. Your house that made by God need to be filled. We need to push out all the mold and mildew and the filth and the stench out of your house right now. And right now it's being placed by the wind of God is blowing through it. In the name of Jesus, receive it right now. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Messiah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do I know him? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Name sound for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoo, my yadabohoshata. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Prophet Andrew Cohen is on the line. You seem like I should know you. I really know from where right this minute, but seem like I should know you. But what I hear God saying at this moment is that, listen, 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 listen. He has given you the plan of how to make money. He has given you that plan, and you have allowed some people to talk to you and cause you not to go forth with the plan. He said, but work the plan, and you will see the finances overflowing you. It will overflow you in the name of Jesus. It's going to overflow you. Hear what I'm saying? Overflow. You're going to have something to give somebody else. And this is what the Lord is saying for you today. Take heed. Don't listen to what people say. Some have even said that you was a false prophet. But let me tell you, God says you're still here. You're here. Don't listen to people and tell them what thus saith the Lord. I see you drawing back a little bit. You didn't. Some of the stuff was hard, and you didn't want to tell people. But God said, let it go. Because when I speak, I speak. And I want them to know that it was me. And it's you that's listening to me. They will find out. You don't have to make make them like you. They don't have to like you. You know, they ain't supposed to like you. Huh? Because you're God's person. I never met you as I know of, but your name do sound familiar. But still in all, do what God tell you to do. Write those. You see, something you were writing for the Lord. I don't know. I see you with a yellow pad. I see you with a yellow pad. And you stop writing. Write it down. Everything God has told you, write it down. It will be for somebody. I don't know. He will lead you who to give it to. But write it down. Everything that he tells you, write it down. Start writing it. Okay? You just start writing it. Because he's been giving you a lot of ideas. And those ideas mean money for you. Okay? Ah, yes, 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 yes. Not only that, I see in your hand, I see you, what they call it, dilly-doing on paper, drawing on paper.
Thank you,
little
Jesus.
Things on paper. Doodling, that's it. Thank you. Doodling.
Thank you.
I see you doodling, doodling, doodling. Continue to doodle. All right? And then let people see and put them into a book form and let people see them and they will buy them. Okay? All right. Thank you for being with us again today. And we trust that God will continue and that we will meet one day. Okay?
Yes,
in Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He hung up. Okay. Praise God. All right.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, that's somebody just been released. The sound of harvest. The harvest has just been released from this person, this prophet. Just been released. See, the devil holds up our stuff. You know what I said? Our stuff. He holds it up. And we give him privilege. We give him the privilege to do it. Go ahead on, do it, devil. You can do whatever you want to me. I don't mind. I ain't going to fight with you. Because I know I can't win. See, you've defeated already. The devil is a lie. You are the victor. You will overcome. You are victorious. You are the winner. You are understanding. You are the I am that I am. You are it, honey. Why don't you take it and run with it and do like Ahab did when Elijah told him, say, go up. Stop going down all the time. Go up. Turn your mind up. Turn your heart up. See? Open your pocketbook and say, pour it in here, God, in my wallet. Pour it in, God. Start taking it back. Hey, take it back. Take it back. Every bit of it, people. I'm so tired of hearing defeat all the time and negativity all the time. And I can't, ain't no word for you to be speaking. God don't never say he can't. And he didn't give you the words of you can't. He said, I'll supply everything that you need. He'll supply all your needs. Does that sound like he can't? Hmm? Does that sound like he give you a plan to work out? Every one of us have plans, tell you the truth about it. But you don't use it. Some are scared it won't work. Well, how you know if you never try? He said, write the vision and make it plain. Write your vision. And then you read it over and over and pray over it and watch God begin to materialize it. He bring it to pass, manifest. And when he manifests, then it's going to overflow, overflow, overflow. I don't know if you understand me too good. Am I speaking English? Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just so happy today because I ain't going to tell you about it right now, but I just got a testimony of a prophecy I gave a couple of months ago to a lady. And she's known to a lot of people anyway. And God, she's telling me God worked out word for word for word, came to pass. Say, even when the person spoke, they spoke in my tone of my voice. I said, well, now, I ain't never heard that one, but amen. I said, God is said he's doing new things and wonderful things and all of that. I said, God knows she just turned me on this morning. Hallelujah. Just like Sister Elizabeth there in Connecticut, she got me all hooked up. When God had worked out her, she blessed us immensely and financially also. She blessed us, praise God. And God worked out some problems that she'd been having for years and years and years. And how God did it, she just turned me on. I'm sorry, I get excited when God is moving. And when he opened the eyes of this young man, it's all the way. He ain't out all the way now. He's been in a coma for months now, and he opened his eyes, and he ain't talking yet, but he opened his eyes in response to then they call his name. So let me tell you, God is working. You hear what I'm saying? God is working, and he can work for you too. Did you hear me? Do you hear me? Good. We are, listen, today and tomorrow, on the broadcast tomorrow, we're going to continue to do what? Release you to hear. Unstop your ears. That's what we're doing. Unstopping your ears, because they've been stopped up too long. You can't hear when your blessing comes. Huh? You can't hear what God tells you to do, the next move he tells you to do. What's the next move? You're about to go higher. See? You're about to go higher. Huh? That prophet is about to go higher. You that have been in the background, you about to come up to the front. See, you've been in the back too long. Come on. Here we say, what did he tell Ahab to do? Go up. I'm telling you now. Go up, not down. Go up. The devil is down there. You don't want to go down there with him. Go up and keep going up. Don't stop till you reach the top. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I tell you, I'm about to have me a Holy Ghost fit up in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Lord, how much. You know, I really thought I was tired. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. But you know what? God been stirring me up all morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And my evangelist in the church. And then the devil struck her too. You know, when it struck her, you know. Praise God. I mean, let me tell you, I ain't praising God that he struck her. I praise God that we got an opportunity to unloose her. She loose, whether she know it or not. Open your eyes, girl. Open your eyes. She I know she on this radio. Praise God. And we telling her to open her eyes now in the name of Jesus. Hey, yes, we decree and declare that it's so right now. Ooh, how you like that, devil? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. She opening them eyes right now. I don't see it, y'all, but listen now. I'm just telling you right now. I'm speaking it right now. And he said, call those things to be not as though it already were. And guess what? It's done. It's done. It's done. Open them out now. Don't put your hand in your eye. I told you your fingernails is the dirtiest thing on your body. Don't put it in your eye. Okay, don't stop messing with it. Just open it. Open it. Come on now. Open your eye. I want you to tell me that you can see. All right? You can see that devil tried to blind her. In the name of Jesus. Ain't he a liar? Nothing but a liar. He always trying to do something. When a person starts doing the work of God, here come the devil with something. But he can't win. He can't win, people. You know why he can't win? Because I heard a sound. The sound of abundance. The sound of healing is going on. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Plenty, plenty. Listen, People are generous. See, the generosity is just overflowing. People are just giving, 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 giving into the people of God's hand right now, the real people now. I ain't talking about them fake folks. I'm talking the real people. God, people is giving in their hands now. Now, listen here now. You know what somebody tell you? Go get you a job. Huh? Well, you got a job preaching to them. You got a job when you pastor them. You got a job when you evangelize. Do you see what I'm doing? You got a job. And it ain't an easy job. You know, going out there to Burger King is easy. But the job with the prophets and apostles and evangelists and the teachers and the preachers have is not easy. To pastor hard-headed people. It's not easy at all. They're going to talk about you whether you do or don't. They're going to still talk about you. But what you going to do? Keep preaching. Hey, get a job. I got one. The pay just ain't as good as I want it to be right now, but it's going to be. Because I'm going to keep preaching until my harvest overflows. Did y'all hear me? My harvest is plenteous. How's your harvest today? How's your harvest? It's plenteous. Now, if you don't have it yet, Y-E-T, since you don't have it yet, I want you to prepare for it. You know? Prepare for that harvest. You're finna go out, and it's finna rain upon you. Whatever you need from God, not from me, not from people. Don't look for people, but look for God to move on people. You know people got money. You don't look for them to get money. You don't go begging them for money. You, and it may not be the person. See, let God choose the person that he wants to bless you. Do you see? We trying to dictate to God who we want to bless us. They ain't going to do it because they're not going to listen to God. They would have listened in the first place when he first talked to them. Freely you have received, freely give. But they don't do freely. You see what I'm saying? Okay, praise God. Don't let that be you. Okay? But you. Don't let people stop you from giving, you know, and don't let lack stop you from giving. Giving if you ain't got a 50 cent. Give 10% of that. Do you get what I mean now? And that same little 10% of that 50 cents you give will begin to grow. And when you look, your harvest is full. You got to put your harvest in two banks. You got so much. One bank don't say, look, I can't put no more in here for you. You will have to go to another bank. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, y'all, I'm getting so excited. You know, hey. Hey. God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is just moving, you know. And ain't no lack. Did you know he said there's no lack? Why is there no lack? You just took the limit off God. How many of you right now listening to me, you are taking the limit off of God? See, you limit him to what you think your paycheck is. You limit him now. Okay, let me get something I heard. I heard this. I love it. You know what we always saying? Well, I'm going to buy a car when not when the ship come in because it may be at the airport. So it can't come in. All right? But it was this. We say that when January come and my tax return come, I'm going to get me a car. for no tax return to come. The way the government is, it may never come. See, this day, but the fact is this, you believe God now that you hear the sound. If you hear the sound of abundance right now, plentiful is yours, that car is yours, but you just got to rise up in faith and go up to the car lot, go up to whatever you want to get, because you ain't going to get it sitting home. Well, I better back out. They have a thing now where you punch in like you do the machine with the candy and stuff.
Yeah,
you punch in. You can choose your car and punch it whatever in, and the car going to be drove to your house. Now, you can do that. They're getting real good and fancy. Now, I had to back up on that one.
Yeah,
praise God. Y'all, I had to back up on that one, y'all. Praise God. They doing that now, you know. Can you do a house like that, too? I ain't heard that one yet, but look for it. Look for anything to go on right now. But don't you wait for your money to come in talking about your tax return, and you going to buy this, and you going to, you know why people go buy? They throw out the old furniture they got last year at tax time, and this tax time come, here they going to buy new furniture. That don't sound so good to me, y'all. I don't understand that. You bought cheap furniture, it tore up, and so when you get your next check, you're going to buy a new one. Or you just want a new one. Which one is it? Why don't you just buy? See, what I do, I buy good furniture, and I don't have to buy no furniture if I ain't got no I don't have no children to be jumping up on furniture because they ain't going to jump up on it anyway, you know. But when you ain't got nobody to tear up your furniture, don't buy new furniture every month. Give some money to God. Instead of going out there buying a new couch and you just bought one last year the same time when you got your check, you ain't got no money for nothing else. You ain't even paid no tithes, did you? But you want a harvest, don't you? How you going to get a harvest? You got your harvest, that couch, that living room set. That's your harvest. You harvest it last year, next year, the next year, you're going to harvest one again. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't you think that's really unnecessary? You know, you could give it to God. There are people hungry. There are people doing things, helping people, and all kinds of good stuff going on in the world people are doing. Give the money. Give some money to them and stop going out buying living room sets every year. And I ride along the street on the way to church. I see all these living room sets. I say, this must be January. Here's another couch out here on the corner. You know, I do that. Praise God. But the fact is, I don't understand it. Okay? When you understand it, you tell me. Okay? You call me and tell me about it when you understand it. But the thing is this here. If you want abundance, God's abundance, unlimited resource, you got to do some unlimited giving. What kind of crop do the farmer desire? That's what he has to put in the ground. And you put it in the soil. You say, well, I ain't no farmer. Yes, you are. God made all us farmers. We plant seed into the human. Gotcha, didn't it? Aren't we made out the ground in the dirt? So, plant your seed in me. Hello, there you go. All right, okay, hey, I'm the one to bring it to you, like it is, all right? I'm not trying to be nobody else, just who I am. This is just the way I am with what God give me, I give to you. All right, it's the way I do things, you know, like that, because I found out I stay on top with God. But once I try to do it like you, I go down every time. Okay, I used to try to preach like some people, you know. It didn't work. All right. I tried to sound like them. It didn't work. And the God chastised me and told me to stop. Okay. Trying to be like somebody else and be just like I made you to be. Speak the way I told you. I used to hate to hear my voice. And Lord sent me a little old lady. One of the ones, hat, I call them the hat ladies, the ones that wear the hat. Don't pray without the little dolly on the head. And she told me, honey, baby, they always call you baby and honey. Say, don't you do that. God made your voice. It's anointed. And don't you say nothing about your voice no more. So I stopped. You see what I'm saying? Obedience. Obedience. Whether you liked it or not. Obedience. A lot of things that I was told I didn't like. But because they were people to be respected, people of God. You respect them. What they say. Listen to what they say. They've been through it. They, you know, they have experience. When you don't have experience, see, why you don't want to listen to nobody? You ain't got no bit of experience. And you think you know it all. You just got saved and you think you know it all. You ain't experienced nothing. What was the hard time? Well, my mama didn't feed me this and he didn't feed. Well, did you know your mama didn't have nothing to feed you with? She gave you what she had, and she gave you her food, and she didn't eat. Can you thank her for that? Okay. I mean, I'm getting evangelistic now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I thank God for you, you, and you today. You have been a blessing to me. If you just knew how. So call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a little shout out and let us know how you feel, if you enjoyed it or not. Well, if you didn't enjoy it, then I know you ain't going to call anyway. But praise God anyhow, whether you do or you don't. I love you. I love you. I love you. I really love you. And I'd just like to let you know that, okay? Now, if you come to our church sometimes, if you'd like to come to our church sometimes, you know, I'll let you know. I love you now. I ain't going to get fresh now. Don't get fresh. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I love you. You see what I'm saying? I want you to know that I love you, all right? Now, for the 10 donations, see Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word and using a woman of God to bring forth that word today. We just bless God for that word. So you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N, internationalministries.com. And hit that donate button, or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hear that awesome word coming forth. I say I thank God each and every day for the word, because not only that the word goes to you, but it comes to me as well. And I'm so grateful that God is mindful of us. You can also, if you want to hear the broadcast over again, you can visit blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment Apostle Porter put out there. She has been on this broadcast since 2009. So you know that's some awesome listening. Share it with a friend today. So don't forget, join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.
Let